Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Chronic pain is one of the most common and significant health problems in Australia, and a new study has found that medicinal cannabis treatment may improve the quality of life of people with certain health conditions. And Dr. Thomas Arkell is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Human Psychopharmacology at Swinburne University of Technology and is the lead author of the study and joins us. Thomas, welcome to Joy Drive.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your study. What did you find?
Yeah, so what we did here is we looked at quality of life amongst a sample of over 3,000 patients. So these are people using cannabis or medical cannabis under prescription from a doctor to treat a range of conditions, but most of those conditions were pain-related.
Right.
And what we found is that, you know, when we looked at data over a couple of years' time, these are people that came back and saw a doctor up to 15 different times. We have quite a lot of data points, which means we can really look at, you know, what's happening every couple of months. And we saw that generally there were sustained improvements on a range of different quality of life measures. So this is people saying that their mental health and their physical health is significantly better than it was at baseline after starting treatment with medical cannabis.
When you say sustained, do these people need to stay on the medical cannabis to keep it or to keep up those improvements, or is it they just take it for a period of time and the effects continue?
No, it is something that people do take daily. As for how long they might need to take it for, well, that's actually an interesting question and probably not something we can answer with this study, but this is people taking it on a daily basis to manage pain primarily, yeah.
So what sort of health conditions do you think you could see an improvement in quality of life by taking medicinal cannabis?
Yeah, look, chronic pain is one of the biggest ones. I think insomnia and some mental health conditions like anxiety as well. But chronic pain particularly, because it affects so many people and it's notoriously difficult to treat, you know, people are often on a range of other medications. Opioid analgesics are quite strong painkillers alongside often medications for anxiety or depression. And together those things culminate in a real sort of inability just to get on with your day-to-day life. And so being able to introduce medical cannabis there seems to make a huge difference in terms of people just being able to sort of get up and you know, go about their normal day. Insomnia is another one as well. I mentioned that briefly. But you can imagine if you're sleeping terribly every night, that's going to have knock-on effects, you know, on how you're feeling the next day and how well you're able to sort of get on with your life. So insomnia is another big one. And then, yeah, anxiety and depression we're seeing a bit of as well. It's much smaller patient numbers for those. I'm sort of more hesitant to draw any real conclusions there. But we are certainly seeing a big increase in the number of prescriptions for anxiety. So that does seem to be something there.
We're chatting with Dr. Thomas Arkell, postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Human Psychopharmacology at Swinburne University, about medicinal cannabis and whether it can improve quality of life. So who's able to access medicinal cannabis, Thomas? Is there only certain health conditions that are able to get the prescription?
No, look, access has expanded quite a lot in the last couple of years, and it's now available. I mean, as long as you've basically tried all kinds of other medications and your doctor thinks that it's the appropriate course of treatment for you, it can be prescribed for just about anything now. So initially it was extremely restrictive, but now it can really be prescribed for almost any condition. There just has to be a good rationale for doing so. And so we've got, I think at latest count, we're close to about 400,000 prescriptions that have now been approved in Australia. So It does mean there's a lot of people that are now using medical cannabis that weren't even a couple of years ago here.
Does anyone ever have a bad reaction to it, or is it generally good?
No, people do have adverse reactions, yeah. Look, like any other medication, it's not going to sit well with everyone. Medical cannabis can have THC in it. Obviously, that's the, you know, the bit of cannabis that is responsible for its intoxicating effects, the bit that gets you stoned. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for some people that can be an adverse event. For other people that may be a part of the pain relief. But certainly, you know, adverse events do come up, and they can be quite common. They tend to be mild, things like dry mouth, a bit of dizziness, a bit of sedation, and those often do get better with time. But for some people, those do persist, and it doesn't work for them. So, you know, people do respond differently, and like any other medication, it's not going to work perfectly for everyone.
Thomas, what research do you think we need to be doing now?
Look, I think there's a lot of, you know, in a way, it's a bit of a strange situation because while more and more people are using medical cannabis, this has come before the research is really there to demonstrate its clinical efficacy. So in terms of really good evidence for does medical cannabis actually work, we're still lacking that. And so this study that we're talking about now, this wasn't a clinical trial, but rather this was a look at, you know, what patients say about their own health over a three-year period. And so what we really do need now is bigger, high-quality clinical trials comparing medical cannabis against standard treatments for a range of different conditions and saying, you know, does it really actually perform better than standard treatments for other for other conditions? Does it do better than standard medications? Is there maybe a little bit of bias, you know, where patients, I suppose, want to see a good effect and report positive effects correspondingly? A lot of my other work at the moment is around driving, so roadside drug testing. What happens if you're a patient and you get picked up with a roadside drug test and you test positive that it was prescribed? So we're doing a bit of work in that space. So look, I could go on. There's a lot of really sort of interesting and emerging areas around medical cannabis, and I think we're really just beginning to scratch the surface.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to chatting to you again. Thomas, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Dr. Thomas Arkell, postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Human Psychopharmacology at Swinburne University of Technology.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.